Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 19, verses 45 to 48, and it's on the screen. Jesus at the temple. When Jesus entered the temple courts, he began to drive out those who were selling. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Every day he was teaching at the temple, but the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders among the people were trying to kill him. Yet they could not find any way to do it because all the people hung on his words. Amen.
Amen. Oh, too quick, I'm up again. Yeah, you know, I was chatting with Evie when we were about to start that. I'm happy that there are different names on different things. Yes, thank you, all of you, for taking part, because it doesn't have to show my name. This, you know, we have to do like we have done it. So, yeah. So the text we have read is talking about a lot of things, lots of things, you know. But I was taught one time that you can have a lot of food in the house, but you pick one for a particular day. And that is why I'm talking about prayer today. And I'm thinking that for probably 2 weeks to come, or 3 weeks, it will be just about prayer. And I've entitled what I'm saying today, "What Prayer Can Do." No, I don't know what your experience is or what your views are about prayer. You know, there are a lot of things. People believe a lot of things. And people come to those beliefs through different ways. Some may have prayed for something in their lives, but nothing changed, and they no longer believe that prayer is powerful. Or they just doubt, does God listen to me? So there are many things, you know. But what I've learned in my experience is that prayer has got power to change circumstances in our lives. What prayer can do is that it is able to change circumstances or situation in our lives. In the story we have read, Jesus talked about a lot of things, but one of them, he said, this house, he was talking about the temple, which is equivalent to a church today. He was saying this, it is written, he was quoting the Bible in Jeremiah, which says it is a house of prayer. Among its many things, one of the things is that the church is a house of prayer. Prayer can do certain things, can change. In my first church, one day someone came to call me and told me about a woman who suddenly couldn't see. And I was told that she wanted to see me at her home so that I can pray for her. What happened was surprising. And even now, when I see her, because we conversate on WhatsApp, you know, I just see the power of God. It was, should be my third year in that congregation, that when we prayed with her, it was on a Wednesday. On a Sunday, she was back to church. She could see, she could read than the situation was. That's one of the experiences I've had in my ministry. And that is why I believe the power of prayer. Even in my own life, there are situations which were difficult to handle, but in prayer I saw the breakthrough. Prayer has helped me to navigate different circumstances in my life. You can listen to what I'm talking about. I'm talking mostly of my experiences. I'm not talking about what someone has told me or what I've read in the Bible only, no. But I'm talking about real experiences. And all of us have experiences. Prayer has changed certain issues. Sometimes it just helps you to have clear thoughts where you are able to think just properly when you are in a mess. And you just realize, oh, I didn't see that. But if it wasn't prayer, sometimes I've made a lot of mistakes. You know, even coming to Scotland, I struggled with a lot of things. I struggled to make a decision. I was struggling in myself whether I should make an application which my friend had shown me about the Church of Scotland, because I had not spoken to my wife. And it took me time to speak to her because I was afraid, what will she tell me? My wife, she's working, our children are going to school. That would be a disturbance the way I know her. But it was a time of reflection and of prayer that finally I had to talk. I gathered courage through prayer to just talk to her, you know. But also, it was also difficult because I had started an application process, which the next slide will talk about a bit, will just show, you know, about the United Church of Canada. Because one of my professors is serving in the United Church of Canada. So he was my supervisor and had told me about how he's finding ministry and how he thought that I would fit in that context. So I'd started my application to the United Church of Canada before I made an application to the Church of Scotland. So when my other friend, my close friend, showed me about, he told me, Peter, I think you can fit well to the Church of Scotland and the United Church of Canada, because the Church of Scotland seems to be closer in terms of the faith, the way the faith is expressed with my church than with the United Church of Canada. The United Church of Canada is more, I don't know if it's okay to use the word, I'm looking for a better word, so if it's not a good word, please bear with me. It's more on the spectrum. The United Church of Canada is more on this side, and the Church of Scotland is somewhere here. Then my church is somewhere here. I'm trying to look for a better word. Yeah, not that the United Church of Canada is better, but just the spectrum of how we look at things. You know, where I come from is too traditional. The Church of Scotland is a bit traditional. The United Church of Canada is more relaxed. And my prayer was, God, if I'm to apply to the Church of Scotland, and if it is your will that where I'm to serve, because I'm your servant, you will open a door to the Church of Scotland. When I begin a process, it will be opening. And here I am, because it was opening. And that is what I was just talking about, decision making. It was prayer that helped me, and here I am. But then also, here is David Livingstone. I'm about to finish with this story of David Livingstone, you know, the 19th century Scottish missionary. You know more about him than I do, but I know a bit more about him than you know. A bit, because Zambia was declared as a Christian nation in 1993 because of a prayer of David Livingstone. He actually died in Zambia, in Lua, in Chitambo Mission, in Serenge, actually where I come from. That's my village in Serenge district. That's where he died on. So it is said that a local chief at one time had warned that warriors planned to attack and kill Livingstone and his companion during a night when they were doing their mission work. It is said that Livingstone prayed about his fear and put his trust in God. The attack actually never materialized. Later on, the chief allegedly told Livingstone that they had come to attack them. But when they approached where the Livingstone and his colleagues had camped, they saw 39 giants or warriors around that place, and they went back. One time, after some years, when Livingstone had come to Scotland, it is believed that when he was sharing with some of the people in his church, in his home church in Livingstone there, the session clerk told Livingstone that you are talking about 39 giants. It's curious. Then he said, tell me when was the date? And Livingstone said the date. And the session clerk said, had recorded here that on that same very day, there were 39 people in that church who were praying for them. And for them, it was like evidence of divine protection from the Lord. Through prayer, God has changed and continue to change situations. This is my supposition. I believe in the power of prayer, and I believe it does. Try it. Just speak to God when something you think is not going on okay. The Bible says in John chapter 15 that you did not choose me, I chose you. You know, and I chose you, I appointed you to bear much fruit, you know, and so that anything you ask in prayer to my Father, it will be given to you. It's a promise. The Bible says, let every man be a liar, and God remains truth, because he doesn't lie. He's not man that he can change his mind. What is spoken in the scriptures comes to pass. There is power in prayer. May God bless us and be with us.